You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, don't you? Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the roar, and I'd like to give the information. Ask me for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. Dave Hodges and James White here. We are your hosts. We're actually your co-hosts, and we are really pleased to be with you. We've got a really good show for you today. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by Natural News and TalkNetwork.com founder Mike Adams, and we have a lot to talk about. Boy, there's so much going on. And the first 30 minutes, James White and I are going to go through some news events, and we're going to do some dot connecting. And I think it's important that we share our sudden aha moments with you, because we're entering very perilous times. Perilous times if you're a Christian. Perilous times if you're a supporter of the U.S. Constitution. Anyway, we are brought to you by, we come to you on WMQM, AM 1600 Memphis, Superstation, 50,000 watts. Also another 50,000 water, WWVA at Wheeling, West Virginia, TalkNetwork.com, and Global Star Radio Network. And we're really pleased to have these fine people carry our broadcast each and every day. And you may hear it a little bit in my voice. I'm kind of no worse for the wear, but I had the day off and yesterday for last night's show, Sunday night show, and it's kind of a good thing because I didn't have a whole lot of voice last night, but I seem to be bouncing back now. Hopefully I'll be back in good health. Well, let me bring in my co-host, James White. And Jim, I had asked you to take a look at some of my aha moments here with regard to gun confiscation, and I wanted to just kind of set the stage here very quickly. I wrote an article this morning up on our website, thecommonsenseshow.com, and we encourage you to sign up for our newsletter, keep abreast of what's going on. We post our archives there. And I wrote an article entitled, I think we just had a cutout here, but anyway, entitled Obama's Four-Point Plan to Gun Confiscation. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks yesterday. I'm sitting around and I'm thinking, well, we know about Loretta Lynch and she's going after freedom of speech, and we knew that last September that the number two person over in Justice, the assistant AG, was going after groups, and I'm going to give you a few quotes here, but it's all coming together. Everything that this administration is doing right now domestically is geared towards taking the guns. And we're going to lay that out for you. Jim, let me bring you in here and get your reaction to that thesis statement before we jump into the particulars.
Well, thanks, Dave. And I wanted to welcome everybody here to the broadcast today. You know, I just want to say first that you're right, Dave. In the introduction, common sense is none too common these days, it seems, unfortunately. What we have here is a situation where it's nothing new. We realize for some time now that the administration has an enemy to the Constitution and certainly an enemy to the Second Amendment. We realize that they've been involved. This administration has been involved in numerous activities. We know for sure that can be proven. The Fast and Furious gun running, we know that for sure was a criminal activity. They're looking to demonize the Second Amendment. And we can look at a place like Sandy Hook, and we can certainly, a lot of questions can be brought up about that particular incident and whether or not that was specifically designed, you know, with confiscation in mind. But, you know, as we talked about earlier, Dave, excuse me, you and I had this conversation. I think we really, really were aware that there's not enough people. Really want to give you my thoughts on this so we can kind of set the tone. I don't think there's enough people in the military or police forces combined to be able to confiscate all the firearms for every American. I just don't believe the numbers are there to do that. So what they're going to need is they're going to need sort of a force multiplier, which is what we spoke of earlier. What they're going to need other Americans that are going to do their bidding, much like Stalinist Russia, if you look back in historically in that time in history. So what they're going to do, I believe, is they're going to call for confiscation, and a lot of people are just going to turn them in. They want to be good statists. They're going to turn them in. And the rest of us, I believe, are going to be targets of, we're going to be the objects of the coming false flag attacks that are going to be perpetrated by those pesky gun owners who just don't want a peaceful society. They just don't want to turn their guns in, and now they're perpetrating terrorist acts. So I believe they're going to have the other 75% of the population, Dave, who have decided to turn their firearms in willingly. They're going to have them as sort of their little Stasi, sort of on the side, you know, eyes and ears, see something, say something. You see how they've already been setting that up. So they're going to have the remaining people be the see something, say something squad to turn fellows like you and I in, you know, for being terrorists that don't want peace. We want to keep our firearms. We're bitter clingers, Dave. That's what we'll be. We'll be bitter clingers, amongst other things.
Yeah, before we get into Assistant Attorney General John Carlin and his remarks from 3 months ago and how they dovetail in with Loretta Lynch's heinous escapades here earlier this month, Jim, I have to say I agree with you. Let me break the numbers down as I see them. When you look at the penetration market of what we call the independent media, Christian radio, people that really... We don't follow the dictates and mandates and propaganda of CNN, Fox News, and so forth. Many people have learned to think for themselves. And I would say that that probably comprises to some degree about 10 to 20% of the population. So if we turn this around, and since people are willing in this day and age to forget what Ben Franklin told us about not trading liberty for security because you'll get nor receive neither, when the government starts having their false flag terrorist attacks, a la San Bernardino, so forth, what we're going to see, and Jim, I think it's going to be about 50 to 60% of the country, will willingly turn in their guns with minimal prompting. I think it's going to be a large segment of our population because, unfortunately, so many of us are so caught up in the world, so caught up in the media, the mainstream media, that's their reality. They can't think for themselves. They don't know of the 17 genocides perpetrated in the 20th century. All of them were preceded by gun confiscation. University of Hawaii, the Democide Project, is the source for that information. And so then we're down to, what, 40% of the population's left with guns. So what are they going to do there? Well, they go out and make some big-time examples of people, and they grab some guy, and, oh, he has 20 guns, and he's a terrorist, and look at what's happening. We're sending him away for 50 years. And the rest of you people, you better turn your guns in or else. Or better yet, they'll pull a Waco on some of these people and kill them in the doorway where they stand. And that'll scare a significant number of people into turning their guns in. And, Jim, I agree with your figure. 25% is the number, I think, that this administration would have to be like pulling teeth to get the guns out of their hands. And this is where they are with the 25%. So, Jim, let me throw it back to you really quick. The kind of tactics you think you'll see where this government will try to get the guns out of the rest of the hands of the 25% that still own them.
Well, Dave, I think that you were hit on something there. I think you were pretty accurately describing, I think, the one scenario. I want to preface this by saying, you know, I realize that this ultimate battle that we're in is not against flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle, and guns are not going to be the ultimate decider in the end. When all the smoke clears, it's not going to be who has most guns. It's going to be who has most God, I guess, to coin a term. So anyway, that being said, in the meantime, we certainly do have a responsibility to protect the innocent and protect our families as men of our families, Dave. And the best way to do that these days is with a firearm, because criminals have them as well. So what do I think is going to happen, to answer your question more plainly? What I think is going to happen is basically what you said. I believe that there's going to be a demonization campaign. If you look back at the gold confiscation back, I want to say it was 1933, where they just mandated that you have X amount of days to turn in your gold. If you do are caught with any, it's going to be considered a crime. You're going to be considered a criminal. So I think what they're going to do is they're going to pull the same type of shenanigans. If you own a firearm, you are going to be considered a criminal. And yes, you're right. In this day and age of videos, satellites, you know, live streaming action, yes, I believe that they're going to be able to quickly demonize anybody that is carrying a firearm or anybody that is involved in a firearm incident. They're going to make examples of them and broadcast that widely as a chilling effect for the rest of us. Now, as you said, that is going to certainly, even that 25%, even that hardcore, quote-unquote 25%, that will chill a certain percentage of those people as well. So when you break it all down, there's probably going to be, you know, and I don't have the numbers, I haven't ran any numbers, but I bet there's probably going to be between 15 and 20% hardcore. You're going to have to claw my gun out of my cold, dead hands type of mentality. About 15 to 20% of those people, I think, is what we're really going to have when all the smoke clears.
I think you're right. Thank you, Charlton Heston, for that that statement from Memory Lane. I think he was talking to either gun owners or National Rifle Association, and he made that very bold statement. And he was actually in the pretty onset of dementia at that time, but he was thinking clear enough to know that when people give up their guns, they give up their liberty, they give up their right to self-defense. But it gets deeper than that. Can you imagine walking into Walmart and, attention, Walmart shoppers, if you see something, you need to say something. No, I'm not going back to Janet Napolitano circa 2008, 2009, where she encouraged you to spy on your neighbors. This will be spying on your neighbors for owning guns. If you know of anybody who owns guns, we're trying to keep a safe society, keep your children safe. We want to make sure that we all are safe, healthy, happy, and secure in our homes. Turn in your neighbors. And oh, by the way, we might even try a Nazi tactic. If you turn in your neighbor, you get half their stuff if we send them away to prison. And so they'll create all kinds of incentive programs to turn in their neighbors. And we'll have a lot of Judases out there. And they'll be willing to do it for their 30 pieces of silver. And I think this is how they're going to get a lot more of the people to give up their guns. But when we look at intent, you're saying, okay, Dave, well, those are really good hypothetical scenarios. But let me read to you a quote here before we, as we come up on the break here. Naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia nor in England nor in America nor, for that matter, in Germany. That's understood. But the people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. So it doesn't matter whether it's gun control, martial law, or World War III. The people can always be brought to the bidding of their leaders. That is easy. All you have to do is tell them they're being attacked and denounce the pacifist for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. It works the same way in any country. Hermann Göring. And then I'll just give you one more quote here from Mao Zedong. All political power comes from the barrel of the gun. You register and ban the firearms before the slaughter. And that comes from a man who said those words in 1938. And before he got to 1960, he had murdered 60 million of his own people. This is why you don't give up your guns. But we've got political leaders, for whatever reason, who have forgotten those lessons of history. And I, Jim, I think I'm going to save this for after the break. But when we come back, I want to talk about Attorney General Loretta Lynch. And I want to talk about John Carlin, the Assistant Attorney General, and how they are demonizing certain groups of Americans should scare us enough to want to sleep under the bed tonight. It's just absolutely horrendous. Well, Mike, before go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, you know, I was going to interject here for a second. I don't watch a lot of television at all. But I was actually taking a few days off, a little bit of a cool down period here the last few days, and I watched a movie called Shooter. You're probably familiar with it, with Mark Wahlberg. And the reason it's a good movie is because it actually goes around sort of a conspiracy theorist as far as setting people up for the shooting. But that's not the point of this little diatribe here. There was an actress that in that movie called Kate Mara. She was in the Dragon Tattoo, and I think she's the granddaughter of the New York Giants owner, Mara. Anyway, she made a comment. I was watching the special broadcast after the special effects or the extras, and she made a statement. She goes, you know, when I got to this movie, I hated guns. I was afraid of guns. I didn't want anything to do with guns. I never even touched a gun. She goes, and then during this movie, part of my role is I had to actually pick up a gun, learn how to fire it, learn how to shoot it. And after I did that, Now, this is a liberal, obviously, admittedly. She goes, after I started shooting that gun in the movie and warming up for the movie, I really started liking it, and I really now am a fan of it. So, I mean, isn't that odd, Dave, how...
It is, Jim, but we got to hold it right there. We're under the gun if we don't go to break. So we're going to step aside, and when we come back, we're going to continue on with how our leaders are approaching this topic.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Are you still on the dollar? I'm slowly but surely continuing to extricate myself from the dollar because it's plunging in value. The banks are being downgraded by S&P. The debt is skyrocketing. We're looking at a world calamity with regard to possible currency collapses across the board. And even if ours was healthy, we'd be pulled down by the currencies we're tied into. This is why you need to get into precious metals, and you need to get into them quickly, because time is short, and now the government has exercised capital controls on how much you can take out of the bank at one time. And that's why if you start now, maybe you can rescue a good portion of your life savings. To do that, I would recommend that you get into precious metals, and specifically I'm talking about Renaissance Precious Metals, and the proprietor is Steve Quayle. And I would encourage you strongly to call Steve soon as the show is over, or tomorrow morning at 406-568-4842. And I would encourage you to call Steve and just say, Steve, look, I just want to talk to you about my situation. I just want to know what you think I should be doing, and do you think I'm a good candidate? And he'll talk to you. He'll sit down and talk to you. His number again is 406-586-4842. 406-586-4842. Well, Jim, let's take this back here very quickly, and let's go to a couple of quotes here. And here, just let me pull this up here because that screen just went blank on me. And I want to talk to you about what John Carlin was saying, the assistant attorney general. And what he just said was outrageous. And I'm just going to give you a couple of talking points here, Jim, for your reaction. He told CNN that we need to help combat the rising tide of domestic terrorism. And he has created a domestic terrorism council. Now, sidebar, Doug Hagman and I both reported on this in writing last week, myself on the commonsenseshow.com, where we have learned from insider sources this domestic terrorism council consists of over 20 Justice Department workers and a U.S. attorney assigned specifically to monitor and harass members of the independent media. And this includes people who are secular independent media and also people who are Christians. And he goes on to say, that we are creating lists. Lists of people who are in groups we don't agree with, like the KKK. And I want you to note that Carlin starts out with what most of us would agree with. We don't support the KKK. We don't support lynching. We don't support race baiting. We don't support any of those things. But then very quickly, he bootstraps racist groups and dangerous racist groups, and he bootstraps them right into people with anti-government views. If they're anti-government, they're extreme. So, Jim, what he has done through it's a guilt by association, is if you criticize the government, you're a domestic terrorist and you're on the watch list.
Well, sure, Dave. This is historically speaking. You know, they know this is going to happen. They know that, this is a scientific dictatorship. And when I say scientific dictatorship, this isn't just a bunch of guys getting together in a smoky-filled room that are throwing out, you know, harebrained ideas and let's try this and see what happens. Au contraire. These are highly, highly plugged in, highly intelligent in a lot of cases, or at least they have the people working for them are highly intelligent, scientifically developed plans or programs that they're running on us. And they know darn good and well, you better believe, that as they continue to lock down our Constitution and remove one by one, it's seemingly one by one, our Bill of Rights, they know that this type of an effect is going to happen. They know that they're not going to be able to convince 100% of the people. You never can. There's always going to be dissenters all throughout history. They know that, see. So what they're doing is they are putting in place sort of as a preliminary method, preliminary maneuver. They're putting all these policing agencies in place and making them seem relevant. And, you know, as you see these terrorist, quote-unquote, false flag attacks that happen, and, you know, if you've noticed, about the last three times the our Homeland Security has been up for funding, their funding request, just so happens within a week or 10 days of that, there's some sort of an event somewhere that lets people believe, well, we really need them, and we really do. And I'm here to tell you, Dave, that these people, that they're putting together this Stasi type of DHS, you know, we haven't even touched on the Viper teams yet, Dave. We haven't even talked about what's going to happen when you're driving across the country just minding your own business and you're pulled over in the middle of nowhere by a group full of Vipers, by a Viper team from DHS, and basically given the rubber glove treatment. And here you are, I've done nothing wrong. See, the guilty until proven innocent is basically the way things are now. The script has been flipped, Dave. It's not innocent until proven guilty. It's the other way around. You're guilty until we prove you innocent. And I submit to you that you, myself, and many of our friends are going to be in that guilty until proven innocent. And let me tell you, we're never going to be able to prove ourselves innocent. We're never going to be able to. We're always going to be the enemy.
Well, it's impossible to prove a negative. And before we go to Loretta Lynch Mob, as we've come to call her on this show, who's going to enforce this list? Who's going to be in charge of it? How is this list going to be enforced? And I think I know the answer to this. And this is, like I said, where I was sitting around yesterday with probably way too much time on my hands, and I started to connect these dots mentally. And let's go back to September 29th of this year. Loretta Lynch announced in her speech to the United Nations General Assembly the formation of a global police force that is going to target domestic terrorists. What's wrong with our local police force? What's wrong with our FBI? I don't get that, but I'll say this again. She announced in her speech to the United Nations General Assembly the formation of a global police force that'll be targeting domestic terrorists. Several American cities are involved. And Lisa Haven actually made a YouTube video about this, very, very well done. And she had several quotes in there from Loretta Lynch. And really, you come to no other conclusion now that America is under a United Nations mandate to outlaw all criticism of the state. Now, why are they doing criticism of the state? Let me lay out your scenario here very quickly. The criticism of the state is largely levied towards letting in unscreened, unchecked Muslims, of which 10%, according to the FBI, would be terrorists. And if we speak out against them, as Loretta Lynch has said, she's going to come after us. They have the people in place in the Justice Department with their task force to harass us and arrest us. And now we're seeing the formation of a global police force to enforce this. So for the past 3 months, we have been inundated with Justice Department statements, mostly from Lynch and from her assistant, Carlin, who are saying, you know what, we're going to bring these people in, and not only are we going to bring them in, you're going to shut up about it. And what happens when you bring enough of these people in? Nature will take its course, there'll be false flag attacks, and of course there'll be the need for gun confiscation to keep us safe, so we can trade our liberty, our security, for our liberty. James, this is how I see it.
Well, Dave, you know, I want to urge everyone out there to take this stuff that we're talking about here seriously, because ultimately we're all going to end up on some sort of a list. I submit to you that we will all eventually. They'll keep continuing to close that circle and making it tighter and tighter until none of us will escape. But if you talk about quotes, I want to read a quote from a gentleman. This is not a new one. People have probably heard it. But it's from Martin Niemöller. He was a prominent Protestant pastor. Mm-hmm. And he was a foe of Adolf Hitler. First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out because I was not a trade unionist. And then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. That's what we're looking at here, Dave. They've divided us, as this quote has said. They've already got the dividing us part down. Now, once they do start coming and rounding up these undesirables, you know, the general population is going to go, yeah, well, those people were trouble anyway. They're not going to think about the rights that are being violated. Like I said, this is not new. There's nothing new under the sun, as King Solomon's. Once it was quoted as saying in the Bible, of course, there's nothing new under the sun. This is the same game they've been playing for a long time, Dave. And what guys like you and I have to do is let people realize, you know, allow people to realize that this is the same game they're playing. And if we allow them to do it to us, we'll have the same results as we've had in the past. The narrative doesn't change, just the players.
And I would say that we've inherited a lot of our present current events. How many people know? Raise your hand. Raise your right hand if you knew that Marcus Wolf, former head of East German Stasi, was paid $5 million to set up Homeland Security. Yeah, put your right hand down. Some people think you're giving the Nazi salute. But that's a fact, folks. That is an absolute fact. Marcus Wolf paid $5 million by this government, forces inside this government, to set up DHS. And isn't it just a coincidence that DHS has rolled out the most sophisticated police state surveillance form of government that we have ever seen in the history of the planet, something that someone like Stalin or Hitler would have just died to have possessed. And by the way, a little plug for the show on Wednesday, we are having on Jared Williams, who's going to talk about how Hitler escaped and how so many of these Nazi ideals have survived World War II, and many of them permeate our own government. So we're going to step aside for a break here. We're still trying to make contact with Mike Adams. We're having a little bit of difficulty. If we can't have Mike, we've got a surprise guest coming up. Stay tuned, because we've got some surprises for you after the break.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Mana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it seized. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years' experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Well, welcome back, everybody, and I want to let you know that I've got a buddy out there. His name's Bob Griswold. You've heard me talk about Bob several times before. He's got a company called ReadyMadeResources.com, and it is a tremendous place. If you want to be halfway prepared for what's coming, he's got communication devices. He's got Berkey water filters. He's got night vision goggles. If the bad guy has them at night and you don't, you're going to lose. You know, look at his catalog. Go to readymaderesources.com, see what he's got available. He's got all kinds of specials available. I highly endorse him. I'm a satisfied customer myself. And after you go to readymaderesources.com, give him a call. Give Bob Griswold a call at 1-800-627-3809. You will not receive any pressure whatsoever. You know, both he and Steve Quayle, prime advertisers on this show, do not pressure their potential clients to buy. They simply consult and follow the client's wishes. Again, Ready Made Resources, Bob Griswold, 1-800-627-3809. And I want to do an impromptu ad here, and it's not really part of what we do during the week, but I've been advertising for a Hear the Watchman conference in 2016 that's coming up in Dallas, Texas, and they're having some of the best names in the independent media, Christian media going. It's going to be hosted by Doug and Joe Hagman. We've got Pastor David Langford, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Reverend Flip Benham. I mean, it's tremendous, the people that are there. It's like a who's who, and it's going to be a real revival. When is it? Well, it's March 18th through the March 20th of next year, and the early bird rate expires, I believe it's this week, and if you use the last name Hodges, that would be me, you get a reduction of $50 off your ticket. They're $149 ordinarily. You'll get a $99 ticket, and it'll be the experience of a lifetime. Well, there's been a little bit of controversy associated with Hear the Watchman, which you can find at www.hearthewatchman.com. And it has to do with a gentleman that I have in the green room right now, patiently waiting on hold. On Global Star Radio Network, he broadcasts right before me on Sundays and during the week, but he'll be a new person of interest for a lot of you on WMQM, WWVA, and, of course, TalkNetwork.com. This man's name is Dr. Ted Brewer, and let me just say a couple of words here. Ted has been accused out there as being New Age. Now, God help any of us if we have never spoken out of turn and used a misspoken term, used it incorrectly, or maybe even had a mistake made in how we interpret something. None of us are perfect. And for one statement Ted has made, and one that I think is really pretty trivial, he has been vilified by a couple of individuals. And I just want to say this before I bring Ted on. I know Ted personally. I know Ted's business habits. I know some of his personal habits from lengthy conversations with him and interviewing him many, many times. But we're also friends. We talk privately on the phone. I feel I have a good feel for who Dr. Ted Brewer is. And I want to say this convincingly and very straightforwardly. He is a man of God. He serves Jesus. He's loyal to the teachings of the Scripture. I went to Ted not too long ago with a little bit of a conflict that I was having going on in my life, and the first thing he did was quote Matthew to me. He's a man of God, and I'm telling you, anyone that says that Ted Brewer is not a man of God does not know Ted Brewer, and they're reacting to rumor and innuendo. Ted, I'm sorry for that rant, but I've been pretty passionate and emotional about this because I know you, and I know what kind of person you are and what you stand for. And I just wanted to get that out there, but I wanted to bring you in and give you a chance to respond to what I said, and please feel free to say as much or as little as you'd like.
Well, thanks, Dave. You know, what happened is last week I had a phone call here at the house, and a pastor had called me up, and they were concerned about the term I used, and I was talking to an energy or nerve plexus in the body, and basically I was talking about the heart nerve plexus. And when I used a term which has multiple meanings that I was unaware of at that time, because I'm just a biochemist and a biologist, that's what I do, and there's a term called chakra. It's from the Middle Eastern, I guess from Indian religions, which I was really kind of unaware of, and all I was using it for, if you look it up on Wikipedia, if you look at the word meaning, it has four different meanings on it, and basically the fourth meaning is a nerve plexus within the body. That's how I use the term, speaking of the nerve plexus of the heart and the thoracic region. Actually, it's called the brachial plexus is what it's called. It serves the chest, shoulders, and arms and hands. It's a branch. And I'll read you right out of Wikipedia. Nerve plexus is a plexus branching network of intersecting nerves. A nerve plexus is composed of afferent and efferent fibers that arise from the merging of the anterior rami of the spinal nerves and blood vessels. There are five spinal nerve plexuses, and plus we have the one that goes to the heart. I mentioned that, and I should have used the term nerve plexus, but the definition of a chakra, a heart chakra, and a nerve plexus for the heart, it's synonymous. They mean the same thing, except for there are different meanings for the word chakra that I was unaware of because I don't teach or practice or even study New Age doctrine. Apparently, this person was very well versed in the New Age, and they quickly accused me of using New Age stuff on the phone when they called me. I told them that I was not, that if I did, it was inadvertent, that I wasn't aware of the full definitions, and I would be more than happy to change it on the next time I did a show, and I'd issue a clarification. And I immediately issued a clarification statement, and I told everybody, you know, I apologize, and I can read you the whole statement. It's not necessary, that I'll be more careful next time because I usually vet words and phrases to make sure I don't do that. Because being a biologist and a chemist, you know, when I talk about nerve plexuses, you know, I'd heard it intertwined multiple times at Florida State University as being the heart chakra when I was in graduate school there. And so that's what I was referring to. I never had any New Age connotation to it whatsoever. I was born again and saved in 1979. And for this individual to come out and basically eviscerate me, but not by name, I'll give him credit for that, on his website and say this kind of nonsense, it's sad because I didn't deserve that. I haven't done anything to deserve it. And when I get called on the phone and get fussed at dinner time, and I'm not even given a chance to try to explain myself, it's kind of a funny situation to be in, especially with somebody who claims to be a Christian themselves. So I just want to tell everybody, you know, when I go to the seminar in Dallas, I'm not planning on talking about anything that's going to be esoteric. I'm going to be talking about health, nutrition, how to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, joint health, how to increase your energy levels, how to burn body fat. I've got 2 hours. I don't have enough time to go into all of these detailed analogies of stuff that I use and we've talked about so many times with Doug and with Dave. And so I don't have time to do all of that right now. But the reality is that, you know, we're going to have to realize that what's going to happen is, you know, we have to, as Christians, walk in love and learn to walk in love. And if we don't do that, what we end up doing is having a situation which we cause division and bitterness. And I know with you, Dave, when you've had people attack you, you know, I've come to your aid very quickly, and thank you for doing so for me. But no, I am not a New Ager. I've been accused of being a lot of things, but never that. This is the first time I'm 60 years old I'm being accused of being a New Ager because I used the term correctly, I may add. I used it correctly with one of the definitions, and I'm being basically vilified. And I know Doug Hagman's already come to my aid, and I know you've come to my aid. And, you know, so it's just sad. But, you know, it's sad to me, Dave, that things like this happen and they can't be cleared up, as Matthew 18 says to do, and done in love and forgiveness, and that we have to have folks that run around posting stuff on websites. It's kind of like what the people who attack the Christian movement and the people who attack the Patriot movement, they're always coming in and they're doing personal attacks for absolutely no reason, just trying to discredit people or trying to cause a division among the brethren. Because, see, a divided house cannot fall. And we have all of this negative energy and all this negative frequency that's out there right now with all the news and all the stuff that's going on. And everybody wants to always dwell on the negative. And I'm not going to do that. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm going to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to do it to the best of my ability all the days of my life. And that's how I live, and that's what I'm going to do from now on. Because, you know, every morning my family and I, we start off with prayer. You know, we're deeply devout Christians. And it really took me as a surprise this individual would put something like that on his website and send out a mass mailing on it. And it just doesn't make any sense to me.
No.
And it's sad. But I'm not going to mention any names.
Ted, let me interject this too. This is where I got really, really concerned. We can all agree to disagree on certain things. And if we think someone in the body has merely maybe fallen out of line with their view, it's our Christian duty to confront that in a loving spirit. And this is the one thing I said to someone in an email today. She wrote to me, "How dare you support Ted Brower, blah, blah, blah." And I said, you know what? Even if he was expressing a New Age belief and he recants, shouldn't you try to follow the teachings of Jesus and not remember the sin once it's been passed over? Instead of looking in the rearview mirror, look ahead. But, Ted, you didn't even express the view of New Age. That's the thing that got to me.
Then he also mentioned to me that I use the term the all-seeing eye, which basically has been around in Egyptian pyramids for thousands and thousands of years.
And on our money.
Yeah, you know, and it's on our money, for heaven's sakes. I mean, gosh, yeah. I mean, so now we can't mention that there's an all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill on the top of the pyramid? I mean, are you joking me? See, the problem is, David, you know, I'm kind of a scientist at heart. I mean, that's what I am. I spent so many years in college, and I was a college professor for years. And I like to take things apart and examine them and analyze them. So, you know, when I talk about what the Bible says or what Jesus said or what somebody else said, I like to go into the Hebrew and into the Greek and look at the full meanings and interpretations of what I'm being told. It's like I did a show on the blood of Jesus a few months ago with Doug Hagman, had a huge response on it. And so I'm into that situation. I like to do that. I like to try to figure out the physics of salvation and the physics of immortality, the physics of living forever, the different dimensions that we're in that we talk about with quantum physics. I like talking about that stuff, and I've talked about it many times on your show. So for people to be sending you emails about me because I've been on your show, and how can you support me? Well, the question I have to ask is, you know, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. I'm not mentioned any names, and I haven't posted anything on my website about anybody. I mean, Satan is the accuser of the brethren. The Bible says that the devil comes to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And I'm going to support this conference to the best of my ability and do the best I possibly can when I'm there speaking on health topics, because that's what I know that I'm going to be called to do when
exactly.
I'm there. And if people have health problems while they're there, Dave, I'll be happy to talk to them about their health problems. And the sad part about it is we don't need division. The Bible says that, you know, one of the things that God hates, he talks about it in the book of Proverbs, is somebody that causes divisiveness among the brethren. He can't stand that. So we can't be backbiting and being mean to each other, especially, you know, on a public platform like the internet. It's something we don't need to do.
I know. Jim and I have been so, so busy that we haven't even got to broach this subject. So, Jim, I got to imagine your head's kind of spinning here about the attacks that Ted's undergone here, primarily centered from one person, and he's got a few minions to buy into what he was saying. But what's your reaction to what you've heard, Jim?
Well, you know, I think we're in a sad state here right now. You know, modern Christian is in a sad state. We have a heart problem in the modern Christian movement, I guess, if you want to call it that. You know, I wonder if these same people that are so vociferously attacking Ted...
Okay, we can hold it right there. I'm going to let you finish your answer on the other side. Bad timing on the part of the host. My apology, James, and my present co-host. Let's step away. We come back and let you finish that thought, and we'll get Ted's response.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price, under $2 a meal, so you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order new Mana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-647-1088. Again, that's 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088. 800-647-1088.
Welcome back, everybody, and I want to just tell you that I'm just so pleased and privileged to have Ted Brewer on with me. He is such a man of God. He's such a great example for the rest of us. In fact, we're going to forgo our last commercial spot, which is for Jim and I, which, you know, is foodforliberty.com. But I just wanted to mention here a couple of things before we rejoin Jim. HearTheWatchman.com conference. Oh, you got to go to this. HearTheWatchman.com. The people that are going to be there are fantastic. And you can hear what a man of God Ted is. And Ted is going to have a prominent role in this conference, as well as my good friends Doug and Joe Hagman, L.A. Marzulli. I mean, it's fantastic, the people that are going to be there. But I want to say this, too, about Ted. Ted saved the life of Doug Hagman. And I know Doug would not mind me saying this. He took his blood sugar from just dangerously high levels down into the normal range. But he also fixed me. And you know, healing innately comes from God. But Ted has learned how to channel some of this as a skilled interventionist. And I had told Ted in the summer that everyone thinks I have a torn meniscus, Ted. My son's athletic trainer on his high school sports team, my doctor, who used to be a team doctor for a professional sports team, they all think I have a torn meniscus. And it's hurting pretty good here. And Ted said, hey, let me get you hooked up with some things here. And he sent me some extracts, some supplements and stuff like this. Well, I thought I was headed for the knife. A week later, I don't have any pain. 2 weeks later, I'm back in the gym working out. And a month later, I was just fine, like it never happened. So I want to give a plug here. If you want this kind of result for you, because I've seen him do it with Doug Hagman, he's done it with me, healthmasters.com. He runs his business with integrity. God's at the center of everything he does financially. And again, he's just like who I've talked about on the show today with Steve Quayle. There is no high pressure. He'll simply listen, and he'll try to tell you if he can help you. Anyway, Jim, as we went into the break, we got interrupted by that hard break, and I wanted to throw back to you for reaction.
Dave, can you do me a favor? Before Jim says anything, I want to read you the actual letter that I wrote this guy. I'm going to read it
okay.
to you.
Okay.
That way Jim can comment on this too. I used his name in it. I'm not going to do that. So I'm just going to use brother, and I'm going to bypass his name. Brother, I pray that you have a blessed Christmas season. I pray that God's grace rests upon you and your family. Jesus is the reason for the season. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. I remain sincerely in Christ, Ted Brewer. On my last Hagman appearance, I used the word chakra to mean the following: different nerve plexuses within the body. This is how I meant for this term to be interpreted. This is one of the accurate definitions. However, several listeners have contacted me concerning this term. Apparently, there are multiple meanings to this term, some of which have a New Age connotation. I literally spent dozens of hours watching videos and reading hundreds of articles per month in a presentation for one Hagman broadcast. I usually vet every term and statistic if possible. I am not familiar with New Age teachings, nor do I study them. This one slipped by me. I realize what I've been given is a great responsibility by being on the airwaves. Not vetting this term for all possible definitions was an egregious oversight on my part. I ask all of you to forgive me. As a Christian, I'm held to a higher level of accountability. I will strive to do better in the future. I pray that all of you have a blessed Christmas and a wonderful New Year. Sincerely in Christ, Ted Brewer. This email was sent to this individual last week, and I've received no response from it. But that's how my heart was humbled by the fact that I may have used a word with multiple definitions, and I apologize to everybody involved. That's the email that he received that I sent out to my to the other list and the other folks from the Watchman conference also, Dave.
It's very gracious, and we all need to be on the same side, because folks, there are people out there that want to rob us of our faith. They want to persecute Christians. I don't need to go into the depths and details. You hear it a lot on this show every single day. Jim, sorry about the delay. Let me throw it back to you for your reaction to all this.
Well, you know, I'm saddened a little bit, as I stated, by the state of the modern, you know, Christians these days, Christian movement, if you will. We have a situation where God has pretty much been taken out of all of our schools, all of our learning institutions. You can't pray in school any longer. We have the homosexual agenda is basically taken over. Under 5% of the population pretty much runs about 98% of the rest of the population. We have organizations openly trading body parts, babies' body parts, after murdering them on the open market. And we have basically pastors in the pulpits these days that are beholden to the 501c3 corporations. And Christians are taking time not to deal with any of those issues, rarely. Rarely do they stand up to deal with any of those real serious issues. What they take their time to do is write a letter to a person that used a word the wrong way in a sentence that was technically probably the right definition, but just not the main definition. That's what I think, Dave and Ted. I think it's a sad state of affairs that we're in these days, when all these other real serious issues, mainly nobody fears God anymore or tries to keep the commandments ever. I mean, that's one of the main things that we're dealing with, but Christians are not trying to solve that issue. No, they're going after Ted Brewer for saying a word wrong. You see, that's what troubles me.
The crazy thing, it wasn't even wrong. I use it in the correct
direction. Correct.
And the nuttiest part about all of this stuff is that I agree with you 100%. I've been on Dave's show repeatedly. In fact, he played a rerun of our show last Sunday night, which is probably why you got the blowback from the email on that. And the reality is they'll listen to me for 2 or 3 hours on a show, or hear me for 20 or 30 hours on a Hagman show over the last 2 or 3 years, and they turn around, but yet they find one word that I say one time, and they believe what someone says about me that's complete and total lie. And the sad part about it is, I didn't do anything. I used the word correctly. I told him when he called and he was fussing at me that I'd change it and I'd correct it on the next show and I wouldn't use it that way again. It didn't make any difference. He didn't want to hear it. He'd already decided that I was preaching New Age doctrine, and that's exactly what he put on his website. And the sad part about it, it's not true, and I don't know how many times he's listened to me. I mean, the last show I did with the Hagmans, the show before, I believe it was, a month ago, I even had the sinner's prayer, and I asked people to pray with me to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. New Age people don't do that because they don't believe any of that. And see, and that's the amazing thing to me, is that they hear me on all these shows, they've known me for all of these years, I've been around for 35 years, and yet one person says I take a word out of context, which I did not, and I apologize for using the word correctly because it had multiple definitions, and then I get eviscerated for absolutely having done nothing besides not vetting a term properly, which I won't let that happen again.
I think that's...
It's so ridiculous, I don't even know what to say about it.
No, well, I have plenty to say about it. First of all, Ted, I know you well enough to know if this individual came back to you, and as well as the people that have lashed out who think that this guy is somehow correct, that if they all said, you know what, we've listened to your explanation, we agree with you, and we side with you as brothers and sisters in Christ, you'd have no animosity towards these people, would you?
Oh, not at all. I'd forgive them all. See, here's the thing, I've taught you this on your show before, Dave. When you walk around mad and angry with people and you don't have forgiveness in your heart, you elevate your own body's cortisol, which is a stress hormone. When you elevate your own body's cortisol, you actually prevent your body from digesting food properly, which puts you into very bad mineral and vitamin deficiencies, which lead to cancer, heart disease, diabetes, stress, stroke. All of that stuff happens when you don't have forgiveness in your heart. That's why we have to learn to love one another and forgive one another. And that's why I wrote him such a nice letter back. I'm like, you know, please forgive me for having used this term, you know, without properly vetting it. I mean, I don't know what more I can say than that as a Christian. I certainly have not placed him on my website and eviscerated him and said things about him. I'm not going to do that. And the reason for that is it's not of God. We can't live like the heathen lived, Dave, and expect to have different results than the heathen. We have to work together as a team, and we have to build one another up. And if we see a brother stumble or not say something or do something right, which he pointed out to me with multiple definitions on this word, I corrected it immediately. But that didn't mean anything to him. He still wanted to go ahead and post this nonsense about me on his website.
Yeah, it's you know, if you're tuning in for the first time to the Common Sense Show, first of all, welcome. And second of all, you need to know you're listening to two hosts here, James White and myself, who are deeply committed Christians. And I'll tell you, gentlemen, let me share my biggest fear. My second biggest fear is we're being divisive among each other.
That's right.
We need to stand unified in the body of Christ.
That's right.
Because we have tremendous forces coming against us. But number two, what really concerns me the most is my own level of courage. And I'm going to confess this here openly. It's often been said that a brave man's no braver than a weak man. He's just braver for 5 minutes longer. And that's what I'm hoping I can do when it comes time to resist the mark of the beast and also watch my family go through the same thing. See, I'm not afraid of physical pain and death as much as I am watching my family go through it. That's my biggest fear. And I need to draw upon the strength of my fellow Christians to meet the challenges that I believe are ahead in these end times we're living in. And I need the support of people like Ted Brewer, and I need the support of James White, and I need the support of people who lashed out against Ted Brewer, too, because ultimately we're all Christians, and we need to recognize where our priorities are and get on the right side.
Well, no, you're right, Dave. I agree with you. Jim said it so succinctly when he said, there are so many other issues that are pressing against us with abortion, the homosexual agenda, you know, GMO foods, fluoride in the food, fluoride in the water, all the chemicals we're being exposed to, the chemtrails. All of this stuff is horrible, but because I use the word correctly, which had multiple definitions, I get nailed for it for absolutely using the word properly because somebody says so who doesn't even know me, who spoke to me for 3 minutes one night. It's ridiculous.
It is. Well, Ted, I so appreciate you coming on with absolutely no notice, because when we had a miscommunication with Mike Adams, our good friend from Natural News, and we'll get him back on, folks, I promise, many times, you graciously stepped in because this issue is heavy on my heart, and I wanted to thank you for coming on, Ted, and straightening out the record. I hear the passion in your voice. We support you. We love you. We care about you. And, Jim, let's talk about what's coming up for the rest of the week, and you get to take us home.
Thanks, Dave. Well, as you stated before, tomorrow we're going to have Katie, the health reporter. Katie Whelan's going to be on for a health report. Then the next day we're going to have, as you had stated, Gerard Williams, who we recorded that interview earlier because Gerard lives in France. And I have to tell you, Dave, it was a great interview. As far as anybody out there has ever wondered about the story about Adolf Hitler and what really happened to him, you definitely want to tune in to that broadcast. Yes, on the 30th, because that is good stuff. So we so much appreciate you joining us here on the Common Sense Show. We thank Ted for stepping in for us here, and I'm James White, and for my co-host Dave Hodges, we wish you well, and we'll see you next time on the Common Sense Show. Dave, anything in closing?
Last comment. I hope everyone had a very Merry Christmas, and God bless all of you. And remember, we have to stand unified in the body of Christ under the authority of our Lord. Go out and have a great day. God bless.